You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
With more highlights from CE China and my trip last week to Guangzhou, China, you're tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of October 4th, 2019. Glad to have you with us. By the way, coming to you from the Dexcom G6 Studios, the only continuous glucose monitor FDA permitted for kids ages 2 years and up. Visit DEXCOM.com for more information. I am Dave Graveline, like the announcer dude said. Erasmo's in the control room, H with the show out of New York, and you here in Miami.
Chris Graveline.
Yes, indeed. I mentioned more CE China highlights, more listener calls as well, because off the road, 3 weeks worth of IFA coverage from Berlin, Germany, we didn't have an opportunity to take any of your calls. Now we're back at it, taking your calls, addressing your concerns, and hopefully solving your digital dilemmas. If you're new to the show, a big welcome to you. Glad to have you with us. Did you know you can get our free, brand new updated Into Tomorrow app and participate that way? It's really easy. It's fun. It's cool. You just hold down a button and ask a question, make a comment, help another listener, share some tech rage. Don't worry, Erasmo has plenty of beeps left if we need to bleep you. And you can do whatever you'd like in terms of sharing some tech rage with us. But using the app makes it sound like you're right here in the studio with us. We love it. So please be sure to get our app. Give us 5 stars if you're so inclined, and even a nice little brief review or a lengthy review if you'd like, whatever. It warms the cockles of our collective hearts to see that you've got the app and you wrote a little review or at least gave us 5 stars. We appreciate that. And that's good for your iPhone device, for your Android device, smartphones, tablets, what have you. We hope you get it. Some tech news and commentary, and then to your calls, and then more from CE China as I transport back and forth.
An Australian state is attempting to persuade people to put down their smartphones while driving by rolling out cameras to prosecute distracted motorists. New South Wales Roads Minister Andrew Constance said that Australia's most populous state is the first jurisdiction in the world to use such technology to punish drivers distracted by social media, text messages, or phone calls. The government intends to roll out 45 mobile phone detection cameras across the state by December. Each unit contains 2 cameras. One camera photographs a car's license plate, and a second high-set lens looks down through the windshield and can see what drivers are doing with their hands.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Photos that show suspected illegal behavior are referred for verification by human eyes before a ticket is sent to the vehicle's registered owner, along with a $344 Australian dollar, or $232 U.S. dollar fine. A 6-month trial of 2 fixed cameras this year checked 8.5 million vehicles and detected more than 100,000 drivers with their hands on their phones.
Oh.
Including one driver who was using a phone and an iPad at the same time. Another driver had a passenger steer the wheel while they both held cell phones.
Oh, that's great. Here, you take the wheel. I've got to answer this text. Nice. Wooey doggy, don't do that.
Yeah.
And in many areas, certainly in our state of Florida here, as of October 1st became law, you can't be holding a phone going through any construction or work zone or any school zone. It should be any zone. But that started with school zones and construction zones. Don't be holding your phone. Don't hold it up to your head or hold it in your hand at all.
Well, if you've driven on any of the major roads, at least here in South Florida, they're all construction zones. So
yeah, true.
You pretty much can't hold it anywhere.
Yeah. It'd be hard to prove otherwise. Yeah. Or there's a school two blocks that way. As far as I'm concerned, you're still in the school zone. Here's a ticket. Have a nice day. Mm-hmm. Just don't be holding your phone. You got to stop that. The FAA has approved a plan by UPS to operate drones to deliver packages on university and hospital campuses. The approval, which allows UPS pilots to operate flights beyond line of sight, gives UPS a leg up on competitors like Amazon and, of course, Alphabet's Wing. That's Google company, at least for now. So they get a heads up so they can do out-of-sight visual-type flying, because I have cameras, so they're flying the camera, but to deliver packages on university and hospital campuses only at the moment.
Yeah, but the certification apparently allows them to fly as many drones as they want. As you said, let them fly beyond the visual line of sight, carry cargo that weighs more than 55 pounds, and fly at night.
Yeah.
Those apparently are all things that you cannot do without this special certification.
Sure. So this is going to be an interesting test. And so they can carry things that are heavier than 55 pounds.
Yeah.
And at night. Great. Incoming! You know, I can see it now.
Just don't fly over my house.
I'm telling you. Well, unless your house is on a hospital or university campus, they can't. You heard me say this only for on those campuses.
Well,
wouldn't that be campi, plural?
Don't mental hospitals count?
Oh,
my house is.
Yeah. Ever heard of screen-to-body ratio with smartphones?
No.
Oh, well, it's used to denote the amount of screen compared to the size of the phone chassis itself. The higher the screen-to-body ratio, the smaller the bezel. For example, the iPhone 11 Pro has a screen-to-body ratio of 82.1%, thanks to its big notch, you know, the big old notch that's there. Huawei's Mate 30 Pro's ratio is 94.1%. The Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus, 91%. So you see, they're kind of all in that same vicinity. Well, just a week ago, in fact, while I was in China, Chinese company Xiaomi unveiled the Mi Mix Alpha, a phone, it says, has a screen-to-body ratio of 180.6%.
Huh?
Yeah. How could that be? As CNET says, yep, you heard that right. The concept phone's display wraps around the sides of the phone and extends all the way to the back of the phone. The only bezel on the phone is a narrow strip on the back that houses the camera setup. Oh, and that camera setup, it combines a 108-megapixel shooter with a 12-megapixel telephoto lens for 2x optical zoom and a 20-megapixel ultra-wide-angle camera. 108 megapixels. Your phone probably has 12 megapixels, and that's a lot. 108.
And I remember years ago when we got our first digital camera for review that had 2 megapixels in it, and were thinking, this is amazing, the pictures this takes.
Yeah, it's wow. 2 megapixels. Whoever would need any more than that?
I mean,
well, how about 108 megapixels?
I mean, I think the Olympus digital SLR I have at home is even only 12 megapixels.
Yeah, and that's a good camera.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A former Yahoo software engineer has pleaded guilty to improperly accessing the accounts of around 6,000 Yahoo users in search of nude photos and videos.
Oh, nice.
The news outlined in a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of California says programmer Reyes Daniel Ruiz used his privileges at Yahoo to crack user passwords and access the accounts of primarily younger women, including friends and coworkers. Yeah, this guy was a Yahoo. Yahoo discovered Ruiz's activity by monitoring his employee account, prompting him to destroy a computer and hard drive on which he was storing the stolen photos and videos. He's expected to be sentenced in February and faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and $250,000 in restitution for his victims.
Nice. Interesting. Back, we used to have a feature years ago. Longtime listeners would remember Morons in Technology. It probably would fit that category.
Yeah.
Wow. If you're one of those people who likes to check your Gmail while you're lying in bed, your partner might have a reason to thank Google for getting better sleep. Because Gmail is now available in dark mode. Wow. So the glow of your phone won't keep your partner awake. Or, as I discovered again this week coming back from China, in an otherwise very dark airplane, many people's phones lit up the whole business class cabin. And it was like, all right, who has their window shade open? Oh, no, it's somebody's phone. Wow, that's bright. So they should be using dark mode. I'm not a fan of dark mode.
I've tried using it. I got the new Apple iOS 11 on there, or 13.
New 11?
Yeah.
You should be on Android.
Which, of course, has dark mode. And I set it the first couple of days I had it to automatically switch to the dark mode when it gets dark. And I just didn't like it, so I turned it off.
No. I just prefer the filters that come on at night.
Yeah.
The blue light filters or something. It sort of darkens the screen a little bit. Not to that extent, of course, but it's better. Stephen in Pinehurst, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello, Steve.
I've got a question about VPN or virtual private networks.
All right.
Are they all the same?
No.
Why do some charge virtually nothing and others are close to $100? Is there a difference in the quality of the VPN service? What can you tell me?
Well, first of all, Stephen, I like how you did virtually nothing. Virtual private network, yeah. But no, they're not all the same. VPN vary depending on a lot of factors, including the target audience and the technical specs. For example, there are streaming VPNs that are marketed at people who want to access streaming services in other countries. For example, every time I'm in China, I have to use a VPN just to get to my anti-social media network stuff. But you can get around restrictions like China's famous firewall, VPNs centered in privacy, and a whole bunch of other VPN types.
Yeah, for example, privacy-centered VPNs based in the U.S. are a lot less appealing to customers and may have to offer cheaper prices because the U.S. has far weaker privacy protections than other countries do. Logless VPNs are more popular than those that keep logs and may charge more. Streaming-centric VPNs tend to cost more money because they need to be high speed and high data, while many times needing to change IP addresses regularly to avoid falling into blacklists. Different VPNs have different users and different advantages, but they are not by any means the same.
Yeah. And you're right, though, Stephen. They can cost virtually nothing up to $100, and even then some more than that. So you really got to do some digging and find out what exactly you need a VPN for, and then go with that. Let us know if we can answer any additional questions or what you end up with and why, because it'll help other listeners all the way into tomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
As we continue bringing you further into tomorrow here from CE China in Guangzhou, I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. You'll see pictures, videos, all the cool stuff we're seeing here at CE China. And, of course, be able to catch up on all the interviews in case you missed any of today's three-hour broadcast. Our next guest is involved with an association for electrical, electronic, and information technologies. The organization is called VDE, and he's the head of sales, Stefan Terrigan. Stefan, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Doing very great. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure to have you because we chatted the other day here at CE China, and I thought, well, you do a lot, of course, mostly with manufacturers, right, and trying to help them comply with regulations around the world. But I thought we should chat about how it affects all of us as consumers. So first, tell me a little bit about VDE. What is it that the organization does?
Okay, so basically VDE is headquartered in Germany. It's the mother of electronics, as I say, in Germany. And we were actually founded with Werner from Siemens, which is a founding member. And we have been on the market for over 100 years. And I'm based in Shenzhen in China, and we help Chinese manufacturers to comply with regulations for the European market and also for other markets worldwide to ensure safety for the end users and that everyone is going within the standards. Yeah.
So you're German, but you were headquartered in Shenzhen, China, and you went to school back in the U.S. in Oregon.
Exactly, yeah. So basically in 2006, I was an exchange student in Oregon, in Eugene. Go Ducks. And it was a great experience. And since then, I always had that feeling that I really want to go back and explore the world. And that's how I ended up in China, yeah.
Wow. And of course, when people are making new products, right, they have to have the ability to follow safety rules or laws or regulations in sometimes many different countries. And that's where you guys come in at VDE. You help them determine what they need to do. You help them get certified. Is that how that works?
Exactly. Yes, we can help companies with international certification to sell your product in the right market with the right certification and also to ensure that the end user is not having any damage.
Is there a part of the world that is more complicated to do that, especially when we talk about safety, in this case for consumer electronics, makes life more difficult, I guess, for a manufacturer, or areas where it doesn't matter as much? I mean, have common sense safety rules, but bring the product out. That's got to be complicated, too, for you.
Yeah. I mean, in every country, there are different regulations and laws. At the end, they're all kind of similar because most of them are covering electronic safety, EMC, chemical testing, and just also fit for use is important. We help with this, and basically in America, UL is the most common certification area for the US. In Europe is CE, very important, and in China is CCC. And of course, there's also a whole lot of other certification processes, and it's a little bit complicated, but we can help you with this. There's no problem.
So you keep up with all of that, and then determining where someone wants to market a product, then you have to get them certified, I'm assuming, in many different areas sometimes, the same product with multiple certifications, right?
Yes, exactly, yeah, that's true. So there's like some countries where they have the same standard as the EU, but there's additional tests on top that must be fulfilled, and we help with this, and we have corporations and partners all over the world, and we work together with them. And then in every country, we do a part of the testing in Germany or in China, and we do a part of them in other countries as well, and close to the market. And this is usually how it works.
Is there such a thing, Stefan, as a worldwide certification? And is that accepted then by governments around the world? Or is everyone still, it has to be their own tests and their own certifications for all sorts of consumer products?
Basically, unfortunately, yes. Yeah. As an example, if you look at your notebook charger, as an example, you will see that there's so many different logos from different countries. And unfortunately, there's no one. There's not one at all fit for the whole world yet.
So you mentioned UL is very common, of course, in the U.S. for safety issues. CE is for Europe, you say?
Yeah, exactly. It's for the European area. And for China is CCC. So basically every company who wants to export their products into China, they need to have the CCC certification to ensure the product compliance within Asia or within China.
Wow. I would imagine then that when the EU first got together many years ago, did that make your life easier because now everything was under, from multiple countries, was under the EU, or did it make it even more complicated?
Actually, I'm not that quite sure about this, but I believe, yes, it made things more easier. Usually before, Germany was usually always the country which was most strict for the standards, and then it was followed in the European Union or in the European area.
So pretty much they've taken a lot of the German standards, and the EU has adopted most of those, I'm sure, to say, well, if it's good enough for Germany, then it's good enough for the rest of Europe, and that way the products can be certified in that manner.
Yeah. It's kind of true, and also, I mean, before that was also really similar. I mean, the most common West European countries are very similar anyway, so there was not such big difference.
Where do you see all of this certification headed into tomorrow, if you will, the name of our show? Is it going to get easier? Is it going to be more complicated, do you think? Obviously, folks will need VDE and organizations like yours as they produce new products, but do you think it'll be easier for manufacturers, even especially entrepreneurs, maybe an individual that says, I've got a great idea and I want to bring it to market, but my gosh, it's like a lot of hoops to jump through, yeah?
I believe, to be honest, it's going to be the same in the future. It's going to be a little bit complicated, but that's where we can step in and help Chinese companies or in general companies who are manufacturing in China, that they can use our one-in-all-step solution. They do one certificate, or they do one-time testing, and they can sell in China, they can sell in Europe and other places in the world. This is, I think, very helpful.
Excellent. And where would they go online to get more information about VDE and what your colleagues do?
Exactly. If you want to, you can check out VDE.com. And I'm pretty sure that you will put my contact details online, so you can also contact me. And I'm looking forward to help you out.
Excellent. VDE.com. Very easy to get to, easy to remember. And you're going to see what Stefan and his team are up to. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here. And continued good luck. You have a very busy exhibit. A lot of manufacturers here want to know how to get their products out. And that's what you guys can do to help them.
Exactly.
Excellent. VDE.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline, coming to you from Guangzhou, China, and CE China. It's an IFA global event. We're bringing you further into tomorrow here on the Advanced Media Network.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Our tech conversations are missing your voice, so please consider participating with us on Into Tomorrow, preferably by using the audio option on our free brand new updated apps, or calling 800-899-INTO, toll-free from anywhere in North America anytime. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Joe in Durham, North Carolina, listening on News Radio 680 WPTF. Joe, welcome Into Tomorrow.
Whatever happened to Google Cable? I remember when they were making a big deal about doing this in the Raleigh-Durham area a few years ago, but I really haven't heard anything about Google Cable since, or Google advertising.
Well, Joe, I'm assuming that you mean Google Fiber. And if so, Google Fiber is still around. It still only serves, though, a handful of cities and with some restrictions. For example, in places like Chicago and even here in Miami, it only serves apartments. In other places like Atlanta and Austin, it serves others as well. They still offer free internet in public housing, and their gigabit plan otherwise costs about $70 a month, which is not bad, but not too unlike the competition these days.
Yeah, they don't seem to be expanding it much, so they may be happy with their current footprint. The purpose of Google Fiber was likely more than just giving gigabit access to random cities, so whatever Google was trying to accomplish with it, it looks like they may think that they have. There are lots of options for gigabit and other fast speeds these days, so it may not be worth their investment anymore.
Yeah, that could be the case. So, but Joe, find out if it's available even in your area, but look up Google Fiber, not Google Cable, and see if it's available to you and in your area. That'd be awesome to give it a shot. See what happens. Might help out. Speaking of Google, when Google rolled out its college search feature last year, it instantly became a great way for students to get quick access to information about four-year universities in the U.S. Well, now Google has expanded the search feature to include two-year colleges as well as certificate and associate programs. And that's a pretty helpful upgrade for many in the U.S. who may not have had the desire or the funds to attend a four-year school. So kudos to Google for at least stepping up in that sense and doing that. Might be something that you can look into, especially if you're maybe a junior or senior in high school and wondering already, as you should be, about colleges available. Try the Google search for colleges. Even now, 2 years and others might help you out. If you've got a question, comment, or concern, we would love it if you participated using our brand new updated free Into Tomorrow app. Please be sure to snag it in your favorite app store. What two words do you search for?
Into Tomorrow.
That would have been three words if you count duh. So just Into Tomorrow, wise guy, in your Apple, what do they call the Apple app stores? iTunes or?
The App Store.
The App Store.
Yeah.
Okay, or Google Play on Google. Oh, of course, I said that, so I woke Google up on my phone. And, of course, details at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline as Into Tomorrow continues from Guangzhou, China, and we're covering CE Week this week, talking to as many exhibitors as we possibly can. It's a big show that covers a whole lot of very cool products, including, of course, consumer electronics, home appliances, some really unique kinds of things. We found an exhibitor here that likes to play around the table. The company is called Miji, and they are a German design company. Mandy Liu is with us. Mandy, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
Glad to have you with me. Tell me first a little bit about the company Miji. What is it?
Yes, Miji is a company that designs kitchen products. We have our own factories, and we have four factories all around the world. We have one in Germany and one in Shanghai, and our center is in Shanghai. And we produce everything in the kitchen for the people in China. And last year, our company was on the main board of Hong Kong, and our stock code is 1715.
Okay. Well, we're not selling any stock for you, but the interesting thing is that there are a lot of German-designed kitchen appliances, yes?
Yes. Actually, all of our materials are from Germany, and our goal was to provide the best kitchen products to people in the world. That's our aim.
Yeah, it's your aim and your ambition. That's very cool. A lot of what you do are radiant cooking surfaces, right?
Yes. Most of our products is electric stoves. But now we have four sub brands. We can also provide our products to the companies and also to the other small kitchen products like the tea glass and something else. So not only the electric stoves. And now we have some new products like called Star 3 Twist, and it's a radiant stove. It combines the high technology here. Yeah.
Oh, very good. One of the things you have is kind of a portable device that you can make tea with and just have it at your desk or in the office. It's very easy to move around.
Yes.
And you can boil tea right there. And we have pictures of it at intotomorrow.com, along with pictures of one of your chefs that's cooking all sorts of things, vegetables and shrimp. And I'm getting hungry for lunch.
Yes. Actually, you can see, you can use our stove to make 3 minutes breakfast. You can just put some paper on the stove, and you put some eggs, some bread on the paper, and then you wait for 3 minutes. Then everything is done. You can take your breakfast by using our electric stove.
So it cooks on the paper without burning the paper?
Yes, yes. Actually, you can put everything on the stove, like the glass, the plates. Everything is okay, actually.
Wow, and it doesn't burn these devices or the paper or the plates, but it still warms or cooks the food.
Yes, yes. Actually, you just need to control the temperature, and then you can cook everything.
That's very interesting. And, of course, more information at your website, which is miji.com. And we can see all of the products and new products that are there as well.
Yeah. And you can see our slogan and our technology and also our service on the website and also our Facebook.
And, of course, Joy with Miji, yeah. Play around the table. And it is about having fun and making friends while you cook.
Yes. Our goal is to you can share your share your joy life with your friends. You can cook. You can cook together, not only in the kitchen, but also outdoors. So that's what we want to provide the cookers.
Very good. Well, I'm anxious to see what else the chef is cooking. There are so many cool things. Meantime, visit miji.com. We'll get you there, of course, as all of our guests, and we do on a regular basis. Oh, and be sure and snag our brand new Into Tomorrow updated app for free in your favorite app store. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. From Guangzhou, China, I'm Dave Graveline at CE Week, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here, you guessed it, on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Hey, want a really good laptop but don't want to break the bank? Maybe you're looking to upgrade your desktop or you want to trick out a gaming system? You can call us here at Into Tomorrow anytime. We're happy to provide our input for you. Not that we have all the answers, but we'll certainly give you our take on whatever it is you might want to do involving consumer technology. It's what we've been doing for 24 years on the air, and we'll continue until they catch us. So be sure and let us know. The best way to participate, the audio option on the Into Tomorrow brand new app. Be sure and get that, please. Or call this number toll free anytime from North America.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Mark in Windsor, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hello, Mark.
How do I know if it's my router or my modem that's causing the issue? Because I have some devices that work and some stay connected, but no internet.
Well, Mark, if some work and some don't, it's your router or router or rotor. Depending on what part of the world you're in, I guess. What do they call them in Germany? Router.
The router.
The router. Yeah, they were coming into our broadcast booth talking about a problem with the router.
I was like, well, the bathroom's over that way.
Yeah, the roto-router? Huh? No. The router? Yeah. Oh, the router. Yeah, okay. But the routing that a router does is in part routing internet requests back to the devices that made them. The modem doesn't take care of that part. So the devices that don't work may have their own settings issues as well. Don't forget to check those.
Yeah, now if you want to check to see if your modem is doing its job, plug your computer in via a network cable directly to it and check it at the source. If you get a solid internet connection, then your modem is working as it should, and you can just go ahead and replace your router.
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 Router. Whatever somebody might want to pronounce it, but we typically say router.
Yes.
Yeah, because it routes things. Although some people say, well, I take this route, so it's called, they call it a router.
Right.
Some people say in route. So anyway, Mark, let us know if that helps you out. I hope it does. And of course, stay tuned because our listeners are the best in the world and others have additional input that I'm sure they would like to share with all of us and help Mark out too. Be sure to let us know either the 800 number, that's 800-899-INTO, or better, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. By the way, those calls that make it on the air this week still qualify for our summer giveaway prizes because we had 3 weeks where we couldn't take your calls because of our coverage from IFA this year. So here's what listeners who call in now can win this week.
We've got from Tracker, we've got Pixel Trackers. Do you lose things often? I know I do. We'll simply attach a tracker to any item, then you can find it with your smartphone.
From Killer Concepts, they're Piggy Pro phone stands. These are razor-thin stands that stick to the back of any phone and not only help it stand up nicely, but they're handy.
I think they actually include a little mirror on them, too.
Yes, if you want to pre-prepare for a selfie.
From Micro Novelty, we've got Tropo handheld battery-powered air pumps for inflatables.
From Tableau, their Tableau Dual. This is a whole home over-the-air DVR for you cord cutters, of which that should be most of you.
From Backtrack, we've got some of those popular C6 keychain breathalyzers. You can easily estimate your alcohol level.
There you go. So you see, we've still got very cool prizes. It's just that our summer giveaway, since it's no longer summer, though you wouldn't know it here in Miami, it's summer year-round mostly, but the summer giveaway has ended. So now we're back to regular prizes. When you call in and participate, you can win some of those things. Roger in Fairbanks, Alaska, listens on News Radio 970 KFBX. Welcome into tomorrow, Roger.
I live in rural Alaska, and I have a LTE phone with unlimited data, and I get pretty good internet in the morning, but not at night. And I'm far enough away from an LTE tower that I have to get an antenna, a Yagi, a modified Yagi that I point at the nearest tower. It's about 2 miles away, and an amplifier, and then it craves LTE. And I get pretty good internet. I get maybe 500 megabytes down and maybe 300 megabytes up on a good day.
Wow.
I wonder, is there a better antenna and amplifier that I should get?
Maybe it's the Aurora Borealis.
Maybe.
Interfering. But Roger, if you get 500 down and 300 up in the morning, you're doing better than most people, and the signal quality is probably not the issue. You may just be hitting a more congested network at night that's throttling users. That's a common enough cause for slowdowns, but much more so if you are capable of getting 500 megabytes downstream and 300 up from the same location in the morning.
Yeah, your solution's probably not a better amplifier. Your current one seems to be doing a very good job already. Your more likely solution is getting on a better network that won't throttle your speeds too severely when it's congested. Now, that usually means getting on a big-name carrier, since most of the ones that license their spectrum tend to throttle to some degree, but you'll have to research the ones in your area to find out what real options you have in that area.
Yeah, and it does sound to me very much more that I think about it like a throttling issue at night, because of demand. Perhaps during the day, most people aren't using it, or certainly in the morning when, Roger, when you're really using it, that's why you get such great speeds, because you're sharing that bandwidth from your provider. But at night, everybody's on it. And, of course, at night in Alaska is a relative thing, because depending on the time of year, whether it's night or day or a 10-minute night or whatever. But I'll bet you that's the scenario.
Yeah, and it's a very similar thing that I have at home with my Comcast, because, of course, I'm stuck with cable modem, cable internet, and those are still shared with everybody in the neighborhood. You know, no matter how much they tell you that, you know, your bandwidth is yours, it's always shared with the neighborhood. So the busier those get, the slower speeds I get at home.
Oh, you lost me at Comcast anyway, so I knew that was the problem. IntoTomorrow.com is where we'd like to meet you anytime.
Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing dental plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees billed annually plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
More devices, more screens means more opportunities for content owners to move more entertainment material to all of us consumers. Well, what content are you actually looking for? And are you watching less actual TV these days? Seems like you talk to anybody under 25 and they don't even watch TV. They don't have a TV. They get all their content on their mobile device. And they're quite fine with that. I like my 65-inch screen, thank you very much. So that's where I want to get my TV content.
Yeah, but if you hold your phone close enough to your face, it can be bigger than that 65-inch screen.
Yeah, and way out of focus. Oh, gosh. Well, that's Chris Graveline. I'm Dave Graveline.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our website at IntoTomorrow.com and on our brand new updated Into Tomorrow apps, where you can hear that stream as well.
There you go. And where do you get that brand new free updated app?
From your favorite updated app store.
Yep. Do you have to go to an updated app store? The
regular app store.
Let's not confuse people. We want folks to get our Into Tomorrow app. Search those two words. And in the Google Play Store for you Android folk like me, or if you're an iPhoney, an iPad-y, whatever the case, then you can go to the Apple App Store.
The iPad, would those be like the Irish iPhone users, the iPad-ies?
iPad-y?
Yeah.
I think it would be. Gene in Bossier City. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Bossier City?
Bossier.
It looks like Bossier.
You're too franchising it. It's more Americanized.
I'm too franchising?
Yeah.
All right. Gene in Bossier City, Louisiana, listens on 710 Keel. Hey, Gene.
I would like to ask a question about the Samsung Fold and all of the patents that they have been eating up the office with and getting so many of them. What do you think of this new technology? I'd like to know if you think the foldable technology is going to take off, or if it's going to stall out and just become a fad.
Fad.
That's what you think.
Fad.
Well, Gene, it's really hard to say. On the one hand, there are people that would probably be interested in a large screen for practical reasons, like viewing spreadsheets or data monitors would be easier on such a large screen, for example. Then again, it seems very awkward to hold for any use that isn't looking at the screen. It's just, having played with some of these foldable phones myself, it is very odd. You need a stand if you're going to look at something for a while, and they don't come with stands, so you're going to have to find something that'll hold it up. The main obstacle is probably not even that. Let's put it this way. Do you know anyone at all that is even remotely excited about a smartphone these days? In general, we seem to keep having the same conversation over and over again, and it goes something like this. It's too expensive. Mine still works just fine. And most people are absolutely right about that.
Yeah, my last two phones, I didn't upgrade until my other one didn't work anymore.
Yeah, and you had to.
Yeah. Now, the biggest barrier the Fold may face could just be the fact that modern smartphones are too expensive. And something that is extra expensive and untested on top of that is a tough sell for the general market. Then there's the other elephant in the room. Tablets aren't exactly doing too well these days. It may be possible that people don't care that much about a bigger screen. They just want a big enough screen instead.
That's true. And you want a bigger screen up until now, you go for a tablet. Even a slightly larger tablet than your phone. But now you've got the foldable phones, which are like smaller tablets.
Yeah, well, I had an iPad a few years ago and was excited about it, used it all the time, and then the screen broke, and I just realized, you know what, I don't use it enough to justify the expense of fixing the screen, so I just tossed it out.
Yeah.
Haven't replaced it since.
'Tis a shame. Yeah. I hate to have anyone ever toss any electronics, but stuff happens, as we say. Gene, I hope we helped you out there. It's probably just a fad. Hang in there. A lot of folks want to believe in it. IntoTomorrow.com.